Who is mom? Mom is dad who has patience, who has ikhlas, who has love, who has isar. If you join all of these four things, then the resultant will be the heart of the mom. It's the sign of the day of judgment, nearness of the day of judgment. Rasulullah, he told in one of the hadith that near the day of judgment, a time will come when the daughter will rule her mother. And we feel that the time has approached. Today, the young daughters, they misbehave their mom so much that one can feel maybe she is the mom and the mom is the daughter. In the morning, the daughter is just preparing for the school. She is getting good dress and makeup and all of this. And the mom, as a servant, is busy in making her breakfast. And when she presents the breakfast on the dastarkhan, then the daughter looks toward the watch, says, I am 5 minutes delayed, so I cannot take my breakfast. She goes away without eating anything, and the mom keeps looking at the back of the daughter. My daughter will remain hungry throughout the day. And it's very common that the young girls, they become stubborn with their mother. They do not listen to their mother. Maybe they feel that mom is the cow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot understand the feelings of the mom until in future when they will get older and they will become mom themselves. So we should try to make our mom happy in order to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. One of the big awliya saint, he died and he said that I got an ilham from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart that, oh my humble servant, be careful. The duas of your mom used to protect you from so many bad happenings. Now she is not alive, so please be careful in future. How much a mom loves the person, no one knows it. Let me just quote a story and then I will try to conclude. It's a real story around our area. In a village, there were a couple used to live there. They did not have any child. They became old. In their old age, maybe husband was in 50s and wife was in 40s, they were blessed with a son. They raised up the son, and the son was very good young man. He started studying until he became an engineer in the university. When he came back, he got a good salary and good position in a government department. And then he had a big house and fringe benefits. Now the parents were very happy. This son used to stay in the city for whole of the week. And at the weekend, he used to spend the weekend with the parents in the village. Now the parents never wanted to go to the city. They said, we are here. Our life is very simple. We enjoy our life. There is not too much pollution, no noise, so we are contented to stay in this small house here in the village. Now, after a few years, this young man, he decided to get married. He asked from his parents, they said that, our son, it's your business, it's your life, you have to spend it, so wherever you will propose, we will be happy. Now there was a very respected family in the city and their daughter was educated, beautiful, had every quality. No, he proposed for that girl, and eventually both of them, they were married. Now, in the beginning, he took his wife to the home in the village, stayed few days there. Then the parents said that our son, take your wife to the big house in the city, a house of comfort. You people stay there, but come to see your parents frequently. The son, he promised, and he started living in the city. Now at the weekend, when he used to go to see his parents, the wife, he used to say, can I go with you out? Can we go at that place to eat something, to have our lunch, to have our dinner? He used to say, okay, I will come back within 2 hours. But whatever one plans cannot be always like that. So sometime he used to come after 3 hours, 4 hours. And the wife, she was always very angry at her. She used to say, when you go out, all of your concern, they just are dead for you. You don't care to anyone. You don't love me. You don't do this. And he was a simple young man with a good mind. He was fed up of these things. But every weekend, he had to listen something from the wife. He was in trouble, could not see anyone. In the meantime, he got an offer of the job opportunity from Saudi Arabia. The salary was many times more, and there were other fringe benefits. He talked to the mom. Mom, can I go to Medina, Makkah Mukarrama? I have a job there. The mom just listened the name of Makkah. She started crying, oh my son, we could not see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are so fortunate that you are getting the chance, please go. You will be able to see that house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be our happiness. But please keep contact with us and try to come to see us from time to time. Now the son, he made a promise, went back to Saudi Arabia. And there he started living a life of comforts, air condition and good house and good food and good car. In the beginning, he kept a link with the parents, but at that time the phone was not available in the villages. So he could write a letter, or if someone of his own countryside used to come for Umrah and Hajj, he used to send some gift or some letter through that person. But with the passage of time, he became so much absorbed in his own life and work that he started forgetting everything. He could not come back for 13 years of his life. But because he was a good person, he used to make Hajj every year. So during 13 years, he made 13 Hajj. On a Hajj day, after making Tawaf-e-Ziyarat, he was standing in front of Kaaba, in Mataf, and he was crying. So one pious person, Ahlullah, Waliullah, he looked at him and he asked him, oh young man, why you are crying so much? He replied, I don't know what happened to me. In my life, I have made 13 Hajj. Every time I complete my Hajj by making Tawaf-e-Ziyarat, I go back to my home and I always see a dream. And in my dream, someone tells me, your Hajj has not been accepted. I made 13 Hajj. And this was my last Hajj. I completed this night. And this night I saw in the dream, same person is telling me, your Hajj has not been accepted. Now I am crying. I don't know where is something wrong. Now this Allah Wala, he talked to him. And within few minutes, he figured out that he has ignored the parents. He said that you have to go back. You have to ask forgiveness from your parents. Go spend little bit of time with them, give them something to survive, and then you can come back. He understood that, yes, this is my blunder which I committed. I must have gone to see my parents much before this day. So he got prepared, came back to his country. When he approached the village, now he was very shaky, very puzzled. I do not know how my parents will react, how they will receive me. They will be angry, they will not talk to me. They will say this, but I have to listen everything. At this time, there was a young boy from the village, he was going out. This person never knew him because he was born after his departure. He spent 13 years there and this child was born after him. Now he was 10 years old. He talked to this boy. The boy never recognized him and asked, "Do you know about this gent and this woman?" He replied, "Yes, I know both of them." "Who are they?" He replied that the old man, he died 6 months ago. And the old woman, she is alive, but she lost her eyesight. She is blind and she is sick and she is on her bed. And then this young boy, he said that I have listened from my parents that they had their only one son. He has gone to Saudi Arabia. I cannot understand what type of that person is who has never come to take care of the parents. Now this boy told this, he never knew whom he is talking, and he went by. Now it was a big shock to the heart of this young man. "Oh, my dad died. I will never be able to see the face of my father." And then second thought was, "Now my mom will be so much angry with me. She will never like to see my face. She will not give me permission to come to step in the house. She will just throw me away. She will send me back. She will curse at me. She will do this. And how I will be able to please my mom?" Now he was thinking and stepping forward towards his house until he entered in the house. In the courtyard, he found that there was a bed and his mom was just a skeleton of bones. And she was laying on the bed alone. Now he thought in his mind, "Maybe my mom is sleeping, so I don't want to disturb him." So he walked very soft-footed without any noise. And he wanted to approach the bed. And he thought that if mom will be awake, position, then I will talk to her. I will make salam. If she will be sleeping, I will wait for a while. When he approached the bed of the mom, so silently, so calm and quiet, so softly, then he found that the mom, she was awake and she was making dua. She was raising her hand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she was making dua. He tried to listen the words of dua. So the mom, she was making dua. "Oh Allah, my husband died. And I have only one of my son. He is away from me. Oh Allah, send him safely back towards me so that when I will die, there should be one of my mahram there to bury me in the grave." Look at this. This is mom. The son was thinking that mom will never talk to me. And the mom has this much of love. Still she is making dua after 13 years. "Oh Allah, my husband has died and I have only one son. Oh Allah, send my son safely back to me so that when I will die, there should be one of my mahram who can bury me inside the grave." Then the son said, "Assalamu alaikum, mom, I have come." The mom was surprised, astonished. "Oh mom, my son, you have come. Yes, mom, I have come. I am here. Mom replied, oh, my son, I cannot see your face. But please come to me. I want to kiss your cheek and I want to smell the flavor of your body. I want to embrace you, my son. The mom greeted him, but the next day the mom also expired. Now this person, he was very sad. He made all the arrangements for funeral procession and the burial of the mom. And then he stayed few days there and came back to Makkah Mukarrama again to his family. And the coming year, he again made Hajj. But after making Tawaf-e Ziyarat, in this night he saw a dream, same person in the dream, but the person replied that your this Hajj has also been accepted. And leave of this, Allah SWT has accepted all your previous Hajj.